And then there was the long drive through Patrick's Pass, the long winding road, thickly lined with pine trees and the scent of freshly cut logs. The scent most certainly wasn't unpleasant. In fact, it was quite the opposite. It just reminded me of the day leading up to my travel today to Eagle Rock. Sammy was the apple of my eye. Some say that it's a kind of pet saying. I use it rather more fondly. She was always so friendly and full of life. I remember her deep excitement as she spoke of the things ahead of her in her life. She had such a zest for life, incredible spirit of determination. She was always chatty and excited. At 10 years old, she was beautiful. Her big blue eyes seemed to sparkle every time she spoke. She had lifted my spirits on many an occasion when I needed it most. And her timing was always just so.
Walking through the peaceful fields of Nakam, the sun beaming down upon the golden oak trees, it would be easy for one to settle into the idea that this vast land is a kind of Eden of yore. From the expression on his face, however, it becomes evident that Ronald's mind is far from the beauty surrounding him. As he stops and crouches beneath a secluded surround of thick bush, revealing 12 small white crosses. On the 27th of September 1962, a family feud turned into the Battle of Moor and Drake, fought with horrific consequences. A simple dispute over land rights between the Moors and Drakes quickly turned into a bloodbath when Winston Drake refused to give up this piece of land, which rightfully and lawfully belonged to Thomas Moore and his family. In the ensuing battle to protect his land, Moore lost his wife, 4 children, and 5 other family members.